From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. He's proud of his Mormon roots, but his membership in the LDS Church is, quote, tough to define. That's what former Utah governor and ambassador to China John Huntsman told Time magazine for a new profile piece that has quickly gone viral. Is this a sure sign that Huntsman does not want to be perceived as a Mormon candidate if he runs for president? Every Friday, we speak with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from the U.S. Capitol in Washington. Thomas, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. How you doing?
Thomas, to your knowledge, has Huntsman ever said anything like this about his LDS faith before?
Yeah, actually he did. Last year, an interview with Fortune magazine, he made very similar comments that he's a student of all religions, which it's kind of, you know, hinted at the fact that he may not be a devout Mormon, which is, you know, it's one of those things that I think we deal with a lot in Utah politics, and one of those questions that often isn't asked is, you know, and maybe that's for a good reason, is how really devout is someone, and how much does that matter in the political sphere? But Huntsman's made some moves recently that just kind of brought this about. Like recently, when he was in South Carolina, he went to a non-denominational kind of mega church instead of going to any, you know, Mormon wards, and he's raising a daughter in the Hindu faith. So he's done some things to kind of raise the question as he edges towards a presidential race.
So when it comes to religion, do you think Huntsman's comments put quite a lot of distance between himself and Mitt Romney, who once gave a prominent speech about his faith back in 2007?
You know, there's certainly different people, and it sure does kind of show the differences. And to a lot of Americans, maybe it could be a good thing to show that, you know, not all Mormons are, there's not a monolithic thing that everyone is the same and they all, you know, do the same things. It kind of shows there's two different sides. And obviously Mitt Romney very much embraces his faith. He's been a lay leader of the church. He's done a lot of things, like you mentioned, the big speech he gave in Texas when he was running. Whereas Huntsman certainly is taking a different tact and trying to appeal to all different people. It's a good question of whether, you know, what voters think about that.
So, Thomas, you covered Huntsman's speech to graduates of the University of South Carolina, where he told them to never forget to rock and roll, not exactly a comment you would expect to hear from, like, Newt Gingrich, for example.
No.
Is it pretty clear Huntsman is going for the youth vote here?
You know, it's a good try. He's definitely got the, I think the Time magazine article today called him the cool kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's definitely trying to promote this, and in maybe some ways that's his point of his strategy, is to differentiate himself from other candidates. I mean, if your candidates you're running against are Newt Gingrich and Tim Pawlenty and Mitt Romney and a few others, you know, coming out as the guy who does motocross and, you know, likes to rock and roll and dropped out of high school to play in a band, that certainly is something that's different, and maybe some people can, you know, align with a little easier.
But do you think it's a good strategy to go for young voters when you first have to win a Republican primary? And I guess the question is, are those young voters voting in that primary?
Yeah, it's a very good point. You know, and as we all know, the youth vote is the one that's, you know, usually the lowest when it comes to the percentage of people voting. It may not be necessarily a try for the youth vote. It may just be a way to try to, you know, generate some headlines and some interest right now. But because he doesn't really want to answer the policy questions just yet.
Yeah.
He's only been back in the United States for a couple of weeks. So, you know, generate some buzz with, you know, some of the, you know, off-track kind of stuff that he does that maybe other candidates don't have.
So former Governor Huntsman has a trip to the New England region coming up pretty soon. What is on his agenda there?
He's got 5 days, I believe, he's spending up in New Hampshire, and he's going all the way pretty much from the town called Lebanon, which I've been to, and almost on the Canadian border up there, where I thought I needed a translator at one point, and kind of going all the way around. He's, of course, speaking at the Southern New Hampshire University. He's doing some meetings with some Republican groups. He's probably doing some private meetings with some donors, but he's also doing some actual retail politics there. You know, he's going to go to some house parties and greet some people, and I bet you he stops into a cafe or two and shakes some hands, which is really what you do when you go to New Hampshire, because as the old joke goes in New Hampshire, I don't know who I'm voting for. I've only met them 4 or 5 times.
And finally, on the topic of Huntsman, the former governor will actually be back in Utah later this month for the unveiling of his portrait at the state capitol. Now, I imagine the most conservative state lawmakers from Utah County will be really eager to get their picture taken with a governor who supports cap and trade and civil unions, right?
and also someone who may be distancing himself from the Mormon faith. So that must be very interesting. What I hear, however, is that it may actually be a closed ceremony. I'm not sure how that's going to work, but so that may not be something. But I guarantee the TV cameras will probably find a way to be on the outside of that one.
Yeah. And finally, Thomas, on a completely different note, Senator Mike Lee hosted a Jell-O bar in his office earlier this week to meet with his Utah constituents. Did you get the chance to partake of some non-alcoholic Jell-O shots with the senator?
Unfortunately, I did not. I was actually too busy, but also as a single protest, there were no carrot shavings. If there's no carrot shavings in the Jell-O, I'm not going.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. Thomas, we'll catch up with you and do some Jell-O shots next week.
Sounds good. Take care.